It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill.
Fascinating program on campus recently called Social Change Through Community Solar in Rural India and Minnesota's Northland. Not a couple of demographics necessarily that we're used to thinking of side by side. Joining us in the studio this morning is Dr. Aparna Khatri. She's an assistant professor of cultural entrepreneurship here at UMD. One of the things that was written about the event is that solar energy, you know, we're used to thinking of it as a solution for climate change, but how does it address social problems of economic and gender-based inequity? That was an interesting twist to read about that.
Right. You know, if you go to India, you'll find hundreds and thousands of villages that are in remote areas and that are still off the electricity grid. They don't have electricity. And there are other areas that have electricity, but they have sporadic and not reliable electricity. So the issue there is, you know, how do we get electricity to these areas? And this is where solar energy is kind of playing a role, and it's distributed solar energy methods. But the key thing is these villages are so remote that you cannot use regular established institutional structures and frameworks to, use electricity. And there has to be significant involvement and participation of the villages and the communities if this has to be sustained in the long run, particularly with distributed energy systems that we have. So this is where, unless a village comes together and steps up and says, we are there to govern the energy infrastructure, and we know that, you know, if that any governance mechanism has to sustain, we know that women play a big role in this to make this happen. So, you know, trust and governance mechanisms with women representation really starts to bring about equity, not only in terms of gender equity, but then in terms of village as a whole that was deprived of energy and now sort of starting to get energy. So social equity starts coming in, gender equity starts coming in this process. And these are unique models that are coming up and that are being tested. And, you know, they're few years in the implementation. So we'll see how this, you know, stays over the long run. It's too early to say whether it'll stick or not. But it is a source of bringing about change in the community through involvement. So there is social change dimension to it then.
Community solar is coming in fits and starts to northern Minnesota and to our area here. As it comes, is anybody looking at it through the lens of this isn't just energy, this is social change, or is this a new concept that you're trying to kind of wake people up to?
I think there is a part of it which is a new concept, which is treating this energy as commons, as public good. And, you know, it's not just about subscribing to solar panels or a solar garden and farm and, you know, you get to reduce your energy bill. It's more than that. And the dimension that's coming out new is the concept of commons. So basically, we are saying that if a community is investing in some form in solar energy, then the community as a whole needs to benefit from it. And really, this is where the technology as a means for social change needs to come in. So if there is a rural area that's actually all benefiting by participating in the energy, that's what we want. It's not individuals, you know, at an individual level or a household level or a business level, but goes beyond to a community level. And that model is not established at this time. And there are some pilot projects that are on in, you know, Phoenix in Arizona through Solar Commons, but really forming a trust around it. And what legal mechanisms do we need in place so that the Solar Commons becomes truly commons and a public good?
For whom could it be a vehicle of change? What kinds of populations in our area do you see that this could really benefit?
I mean, certainly the underprivileged, underrepresented communities for sure need to benefit as a whole. And, you know, if you look at these rural areas, for sure, if you're participating in creation of energy and the returns from that coming back to the community, economic benefits coming back to the community, then, you know, that economic benefit can then be utilized for other purposes, full community development. that becomes a common good that is used for other purposes then. So certainly all the underprivileged communities in rural areas, for sure. You know, I think a lot of the Native American communities would benefit from this. And if you look at it from the urban areas, I would say a lot of communities that tend to be in urban poverty areas should be the ones that actually benefit. Because it's really how do you get the wealth transferred back to the communities? And, you know, change of wealth from economic wealth to other forms of wealth. We are hoping that this will process will enable that to happen here.
This is a fascinating conversation. It's a fascinating idea. Thank you so much for coming in this morning to chat with us about it. Social change through community solar in rural India and Minnesota's Northland. And we'll get a couple links set up so folks can find more information on KUMD.org.
Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.